Thing for us, we know that the Sunday, the Sabbath meeting is supposed to be rest, but a lot of times we come with all of our work. Our mind is still functioning like we are working. And I just feel the Spirit of God in asking us to enter in to the rest of God. Okay, so this moment right here, don't work hard. You don't have to work hard for the Spirit of God. But I do believe that He's here to set some people free. So let's just engage that spirit, that anointing right now. The Spirit of God who sets captives free. Let this not be work. This is not your Monday morning office desk job. This is just Sunday. We are with our loved ones and the one who loves us more than anything else. And his name is Jesus.
Of the Savior, with the heart of the Father, you are all we need. You're here with the hands of a healer, with the power of your Spirit, you are all. The mention of your name, every chain will break. I know everything will change. Jesus, just the whisper of your name,
just whisper,
will silence wind and waves at the mention of your name.
You're right here.
chain will break at the name of Jesus. Yeah. Every chain will break at the name of Jesus.
Can you just declare that?
Every chain will break at the name of Jesus. Every chain.
In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, when Jesus first began his ministry, in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Jesus is here this morning. He's here to set the captives free, to break every chain and bondage that can be holding us. Okay? Even as followers of Jesus, we can be chained and we can be in bondage to sins and things in our lives. And the power of God is here to set us free. Hallelujah. So it could be a sin of anger, unforgiveness, all kinds of things. Things you are struggling with and you feel, you saying, I cannot break free. Yeah? And it says, recovery of sight for the blind. There is healing in the name of Jesus. You know, when he came on earth, that's what he did. He healed the sick, set people free from bondages, and he proclaimed the gospel. So this morning, can we just close our eyes and look to Jesus? Because in his name, there is freedom. He came to set the captives free. And if you feel there is some area in your life where you're in bondage to, saying, Jesus, I'm struggling with this. Would you set me free today by your Spirit, Lord? May there be a breakthrough. Amen. Whatever that is, you know, because his desire is for us to be like him. Lord Jesus, you are here by your Spirit, Lord. Lord, you came to set the captives free, Lord. Lord, we break in your name every bondage right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of the evil one, we come against you in the name of Jesus. We proclaim that Jesus is Lord. Lord, we come against every sickness in the name of Jesus. And we say, be healed by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. Oh, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you would open our eyes this morning, that we would see the light of the glory of Christ and see you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Can I ask the ushers to pass around the bread and juice, please? If you do not know this covering that you have in Jesus, let the bread and the juice pass you by. But for the rest of us, let us take part of this and remember the great sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Privilege of standing in your presence. We magnify you, Jesus, in this place. There is no one like you. No one compares to you, Jesus.
Rain.